I use the word unconscious, I think, a couple of times when we've talked about this in the past, that it's an unconscious acquisition of some kind of knowledge, some kind of skill. And I think that's where we entered the conversation.
You are listening to the Insurance Scramble.
We were talking about gamification in insurance the last several days, right? And it's been a really fun topic to dig into. And, you know, I take it for granted that a lot of folks in insurance know what the hell that means when you say gamification in insurance. But the reality is a lot of them aren't really aware of it yet. But it's really, it doesn't have to be as kid or game oriented as it sounds sometimes, but really it's just about finding a different way to communicate and educate folks in a way that's more playful or endearing, or just, what's the word I'm looking for, guys? Something that's more, just engaging, right?
I use the word unconscious, I think, a couple times when we've talked about this in the past, that it's an unconscious, acquisition of some kind of knowledge, some kind of skill. And I think that's where we entered the conversation, you know, whether it's, I think we talked about an app that's teaching people how to code right now, but it looks like a video game, looks like something that if you grew up in the Nintendo generation, like it appeals to you from just the aesthetic nature of it. And the whole time you feel almost like you're playing a game, but you're learning how to code. And I think that was one of the examples that I put up on Twitter, but the unconscious piece is, I think, a key element for the insurance aspect of it, that we take away from it, because it's going to be, and again, I hope I'm proven wrong, but the gameplay itself to be overly insurance, like directly insurance, is, you know, that's going to be a challenge one way or the other.
John, do you think customers are going to care about that? Or what you think about that?
Yeah, I think if you go somebody like me or you guys, yeah, we're passionate about insurance, but the common consumer, they really don't care about the actual insurance topics. But when it comes down to the actual terminology and things of that nature, no, they really don't care. So it is a matter of making it unconscious. I think that's a great way to describe it, Pat. I think that's a key element to this.
I agree absolutely on that. And I think that's a great word to kind of to run with on this conversation, is that unconscious ability or opportunity to not only connect and kind of enrich the digital process for folks, but at the same time, you're influencing, potentially influencing their behavior and how they are going to see things in possibly a different way. You know, it's not an insurance example, but just the other day, I saw how somebody had gamified the teaching of neural networks and machine learning, which is a mind-boggling kind of concept when you, as a scientist, I mean, just the physics of it and everything that goes along with neural networks and artificial intelligence, it gets very, very complicated. But they did it in a way that broke it down in such simple elements. It's like, oh, okay, now I understand the basic concept of it, which, you know, to me tells me there's so much opportunity to teach basic concepts, which I think would in turn play into people's behaviors.
From personal experience, I think back to even, you know, multiplication in third grade, fourth grade, and we would just have flashcards and you'd go around the room and basically the teacher would put a flashcard up. You got it right first. You got to keep going. And it was a competition, right? So, you know, it doesn't have to be a Fortnite full-blown Call of Duty level, you know, action-packed video game type of thing either. It doesn't have to be 3D fully immersive. You know, there's simplistic things that I always tend to lean towards, because I think that leads into the second part of the game, that you want it to be universally playable, where, you know, my kids and I are fortunate. We do kind of play Fortnite together, so we can share that. But, you know, that's not necessarily something that transfers to, you know, everybody. So there's other games that we have that we enjoy. And I think if you can match those elements, hey, this is something we can all enjoy, especially when you're talking about a household, right? That's always in general what we're going to talk about at an insurance level. The unconscious piece is important, but then that universal appeal is something that'll be a challenge as well. You know, certainly not something that I probably could figure out, but that's the second piece of it that I take a look at.
You know, when you look at gamification and insurance, and, you know, it's obviously still in the early stages, but a lot of what I'm seeing from early adoption points of view on this is most of the efforts are going towards educating and then building brand awareness. So when you're talking about, you know, the big insurance players, you know, they might not be looking for Call of Duty, but they might say, okay, well, if I have this type of environment, animated video type of reward system environment, and I could promote my brand, you know, without, I guess, advertising necessarily. But that can, I know that's an opportunity to, not, I hate to use subconsciously, but kind of indirectly, it could put your name out there as somebody that gets you and your lifestyle. Maybe people can identify with that a little bit more.
Yeah, and just to touch on the reward aspect of it, I believe it was Jelena, our friend Jelena, the other day when talking about this, was I think it was Nationwide in their telematics program that they had a badge, and if you're doing all the right things while driving, you receive a badge that gets posted on your social media. So it's promoting your good behaviors. It makes you feel good, gives you that dopamine rush. But then it also sends it out to the other folks out there. And it's advertising through that. I believe it was the Nationwide app. I'm not positive about that. But there's other smaller players that are using similar telematics apps out there that do the same thing. They're promoting those good behaviors that you don't realize you're even doing it at that point.
Pat, you're you know, being in your marketing background, you're probably much more demographic focused than we are. Is this something that can be attractive to older folks or people that are, you know, not under 30 years old? Long term, you know, I think there's a market. I mean, I like to play things and enjoy the gamification of things as much as the next guy. But as far as, you know, bringing it to the masses, is that something that you think would cross over?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's going to be tricky. But you're watching even some insurtech brands winning customers in ways that probably I wouldn't have even thought 5 years ago would have really made a lot of sense. So I think that element, you know, is something that'll come together. What I personally would suggest, and I use that really loosely because, you know, these are $100 million, billion-dollar type companies. So, yeah, I mean, I'm loosely suggesting it, but the environments where people can create their own stuff online, their own games, is really intriguing to me. So a major carrier going out and building a game, there's a lot of risk there. There's certainly a big financial commitment that would come to building something that was really any good. But could they build an environment where, you know, right now a site builder is a great example. You know, 5 years ago, you had to really know how to code to build a website. Now you're dragging pictures and putting buttons and you're hitting publish. If carriers were to enable people to do that type of stuff, especially with the gig economy and digital branding kind of coming down to every single person has their own little digital brand they're working on, I think those environments probably have lower risk. And it doesn't say, hey, if you're into this kind of game, great, we built one. It's like, hey, come into this environment, create, explore, tell us what you come up with. That could be pretty interesting.
You are listening to the Insurance Scramble via YouTube Live. I am your host, Joe Hollier, where I am joined with my partners in crime, John Bachman and Pat West.
We were talking about Fortnite. It's on every platform. And what were some of the most popular ones as of the past, I don't know, 5-10 years? It's been Angry Birds, which was free on a phone. Pokemon Go, free on a phone. And that's really
what Minecraft, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting those real basic free widespread is really what's going to get it out to everybody.
And I think too, it's, you know, it's thinking outside the box a little bit. You know, like we said, subconscious or unconsciously giving information or bringing people through a process. You know, when you were talking just now about this, I was thinking, okay, what if I looked at it from John's point of view, being a claims the claims Maharaja that we have here. let's say the game started at the scene of a claim, and you had to go backwards and find clues as to how you got to that point. You know, that's like a claims perspective where you're thinking, okay, we're working backwards in this process. So maybe you can learn because you're doing it indirectly. You're not shoving down their throat. Okay, this is the perils you need to be aware of. Now go buy this coverage. It's, hey, look at this. Look at what happened. How did we get to this point? You know?
Yeah.
Detective or CSI story.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the key element though, right? Like just that engagement piece of it. And it's critical, right? Like it's critical that it has the insurance element to it because you do still have to learn.